Welcome to Multidimensional Meditations. This is part two of the series of our holographic reality. If you have not listened to part one, please join our podcast series. You can go on to my site, www.multidimensions.com. My name is Susan Carroll, and I'm very happy that you have joined us here today. Let's begin by taking a moment to connect with the collective consciousness of all the others that are listening to this podcast, or that even will listen to or have listened to this podcast. For as we know, within the one, there is no time, there is no space. So feel all the minds and hearts of all the members of our collective consciousness, beginning with those listening to this show. Now take a moment and broaden the scope to connect with the collective consciousness of all the humans that you know and that are in your sphere of daily life. Take another deep breath to connect with all the humans in your area, in your nation, in your hemisphere, in your planet. Now expand our consciousness again by taking a deep breath to connect not only with the humans of planet, but with our planet as well. Take a moment to connect with the consciousness of Gaia. As you do so, we are now ready to continue with our holographic reality, the reality that we have, are, and will continue to create. This podcast is entitled Choosing Our Reality. To travel up and down the many frequency versions of our third dimensional experience, we can focus on love or focus on fear, as we did in our last podcast. If we focus on and accept love and peace, we automatically take in a higher frequency light. We expand our consciousness, and thereby we expand our ability to accept more light and a higher frequency of light. On the other hand, if we focus on and accept fear and conflict, we automatically take in a lower frequency of light. All the dimensions and frequencies of light are intelligent and creative. Therefore, when we consciously choose to take in light, we automatically activate an innate intelligence which resonates to the same frequency of light to which we are attending. In other words, if we choose to focus on fear, then we choose on a lower frequency of light, which is based on separation and restriction, the cause and the effect of fear. However, when we choose to focus on a higher frequency of light by being in love with life, we choose the energy field of expansion and unity, which is love, which automatically raises our consciousness. The higher frequencies of light create a consciousness which is filled with love, and therefore allows us to fulfill our desire of unity with the oneness of the higher dimensions, whereas the lower frequencies create a consciousness which desires individuality and separation from the higher dimensions. One of our goals as creators of Life on Planet Earth hologram is to experience the individuality of the third dimension. Then return to our place of projection in the fifth dimension and beyond, maintaining our sense of individuality while also enjoying the total unity of the one of the higher worlds. This task has proven to be far more difficult than we anticipated. From our vast unity consciousness in the higher worlds, we did not realize how the sensate pleasures and experiences of the physical world would lull us into total forgetfulness of our true self, as well as forgetfulness that our reality is actually a holographic projection from the fifth dimension and beyond. Because of this, many of us have lost all contact with our higher consciousness and believe that we are only the container, our earth vessel, our physical body. We have forgotten our multidimensional creator self, who has projected only a small point of its consciousness into the hologram of life on the four dimensions of planet Earth. When we feel separate from our true multidimensional self, we also begin to feel separate from others and from our motherboard, Earth. This feeling of separation creates fear, which forces us to focus our attention on the lower dimensional light. With our attention on the lower frequency light instead of on our multidimensional self, we slip further and further into the lower frequency versions of life on planet Earth. Due to all the fear and separation within the lower frequencies of reality, we create great disharmony within ourself and with other people, as well as with the planet and her many creatures. This disharmony has thrown our reality off balance and created much damage and destruction. In order to repair the damage we have created within our holographic projection, we need to harmonize the many dissonant energy patterns in our personal and planetary matrix. To do so, we must take in high frequency of light so that we can expand our consciousness beyond the individuality consciousness of our third dimension container self and into the unity consciousness of our true multidimensional creator self. We, the creators of this holographic projection, did suspect that our game may be more difficult than we could gauge, so we built a start and stop date, which is documented in the Mayan calendar. The original Mayans were fully awakened beings who could see that those who were playing the 3D game of life would need a roadmap to assist them in their return to their true creator self. This map shows how we are meant to expand our consciousness with each of our evolutionary markers so that we can transform ourselves back to our cosmic creator self. When we are ready to log out of the hologram and or create a new hologram by our end date. Now, the Mayans did not think of time as linear, as many of us in the Western world do. They perceived time in a circular fashion. So the beginning and the ending was not the beginning and ending of time. It was the beginning and ending of a cycle of experience. The marking date that they have projected for the ending of the old cycle and the beginning of the new cycle was December 21st, 2012. Therefore, as we can see, this time is coming to us very soon. And we can also look around our reality and see that there is a great deal of change within Gaia. Gaia, too, is part of our cycle, Gaia, too, is part of us as we are a part of her. So just as we are experiencing many changes and transition in our daily life and having our symptoms of transformation, so is Gaia. So what is a symptom of transformation? A symptom of transformation is our body, our physical body, our planetary body, gradually, hopefully, or suddenly, more uncomfortably, adjusting to a higher frequency of our holographic reality. Gaia is attempting to integrate that higher light bit by bit so that her humans do not suffer so greatly. The plant animals, the first dimensional creatures, the animals, they are not as endangered as us. They are one with Gaia. They can feel when there's a shift in the electromagnetic field of the planet. They know if there's a fire coming. They can survive the rain. It's the humans, the ones who have settled in with our many possessions. And sometimes we've settled in on areas of Gaia's body that is experienced a great deal of transition. Therefore, our possessions are lost. And because we are not tuned in with Gaia, far too often our lives are lost. Then, unfortunately, there is what humans have been doing to humans for this entire cycle. That too is on a rampage. So therefore, there is a lot of fear for us to move through. Fortunately, as we download higher and higher light, we rise above the fear and into the unconditional love of our true multidimensional creator self. As we rise above the fear and into our true self, our consciousness expands. Our consciousness expands beyond our individual consciousness, into our family consciousness, into our tribal consciousness, into our cultural consciousness, and into our national consciousness. To rise above the many wars and national confrontations that have been the byproduct of our national consciousness, it is important that we move into our collective consciousness, the collective consciousness of all humanity, of all of the humans who have chosen the experience of third dimensional life. Furthermore, we can then bring in more love to expand our consciousness to planetary consciousness. This consciousness is no longer based on the manifest destiny of our individual consciousness, where we are humans, therefore we are better. We are humans, therefore we are part of Mother Earth. We are no better than, nor no less than, the rocks, the water, the sea, the plants, the animals, the insects. We are one with our planet. We are our planet. We are a member of the holographic projection of planet Earth. From our galactic consciousness, which comes beyond our planetary consciousness, we are the member of a solar system and a member of a galaxy. And our cosmic consciousness, which comes as we are fully awakened, we see that we are truly the creators of our holographic Earth. It is this cosmic consciousness that will allow us to smoothly move into the transition of 2012. Let's take a moment now of meditation to experience these different levels of consciousness. Take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing down through your feet and into the core of Gaia. Down, down, down you go, further, further towards her molten heart of light. For within her heart of light, feel the oneness of the planet. Feel all the humans on your surface of your planet that you are. Feel them all radiating in all cycles. From the core of the planet, you may not be able to tell which nation they are in, which culture they are, what the color of their skin is, whether they are wealthy, whether they are poor. They are all humans that live on the surface of your planet. Take a moment and connect with the minds of all the humans, of all the surfaces of all of your planet. Feel that sense of unity and oneness. We are human beings. From our ability to meet each other within the oneness of unconditional love, we can find infinite peace and infinite love with all our kin. Now, take a long, slow, deep breath and breathe again into the core of our planet. This time, feeling all of the first dimensional beings of rocks and sand and all of the landed areas of our planetary consciousness. Now, take a moment to breathe into all of the waterways of our planetary consciousness. Take a moment now to breathe into all of the atmosphere of our planetary consciousness and feel the weight of the mountains on our body, the depth of our valleys as they dip into our body. Feel the movement of the rivers, the stillness of the lakes, the rain as it caresses our form. Feel our vast oceans as they move across our body, creating our weather. Feel the rain as it falls upon our land and as it falls upon all of our plants. Feel the land as it, the creatures that our body move. Feel the insects that fly through the air and crawl on the ground and in the earth. Feel the fish, the dolphins, the whales that move through our waterways. Feel the birds that fly through our skies. Feel the entire planet. We are Gaia. We are planetary consciousness. And from our planetary consciousness, we can see our brother and sister planets. As we expand into our solar consciousness, we are a member of a family of the sun, our star. Embrace our solar consciousness so that we can then feel the magnificent galaxy of the Milky Way around which we are cycling. Feel the Milky Way that we are one. Feel our great galactic consciousness. taking a long, slow, deep breath, pulling ourselves up and beyond the third dimension into a higher perspective so that we can see that our galaxy is one of many galaxies, that we are part of a great cosmos. Feel our cosmic consciousness as we see the many galaxies that circle through our body. Let's take a moment to look at the Milky Way again, the galaxy upon which and within which our solar system of sun rotates around the edge. Within our solar system, we see our planet, third one from the sun. From our planet, we move into our continent. From our continent, we move into our state, our area. From our state, we move down into our home. And from our home, we move down into our body, our earth vessel, the holder of our great cosmic consciousness, the cosmic consciousness of our true multidimensional creator self. Thank you for joining us on part two of our holographic reality. And please return to part three. For information about how to receive notification regarding our next podcast in each of our several series, please go to www.multidimensions.com, or you can email me, Susan Carroll, at SusanCarroll, Susan Carroll, at multidimensions.com. That's MultiDimensions.com. Hope to hear from you all, and have a beautiful cosmic day.